Netanyahu said Thursday Israel is keeping up its war in Gaza, but is also preparing for scenarios in other areas, amid concern that Iran is preparing to strike Israel in response for the killing of senior Iranian commanders. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan reports.
Israel has not claimed the killings, but Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, said on Wednesday Israel must be punished, and it shall be for the attack. U.S. President Joe Biden said on Wednesday Iran was threatening to launch a significant attack in Israel, while Germany and Russia have both called on countries in the Middle East to show restraint. Tehran has avoided direct confrontation with Israel or the United States, with Iran-backed groups declaring support for the Palestinians, waging attacks from Lebanon, Yemen, and Iraq. Most Israeli troops have pulled out of Gaza in preparation for an assault on the southern city of Rafah, where more than 1 million Palestinians are sheltering.
That's Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan reporting. At a meeting in Vienna Thursday, the UN's International Atomic Energy Agency, the IAEA, Special Board of Governors heard a warning from Agency Director General Rafael Grossi that recent attacks on Ukraine's Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant have elevated the possibility of a serious nuclear accident at the plant, Europe's largest such facility. Grossi called this week's attacks acutely consequential.
On Sunday, direct attacks against the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant marked a major escalation of the nuclear safety and security dangers in Ukraine, significantly increasing the risk of a nuclear accident.
Grossi said he plans to meet with the UN Security Council next week to help ensure the attacks do not, quote, mark the beginning of a new and gravely dangerous front of the war. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden's meetings with visiting Japan Prime Minister Fumio Kishida have included agreements on including a joint lunar mission, investments in semiconductors and clean energy, but the strongest focus has been on military deterrence, enhancing cooperation not only in the South China Sea, but also in the air with a new network of air missile and air defense architecture. Those defense talks continue Thursday with a special summit, as VOA White House Bureau Chief Patsy Wittig-Goswara reports.
Biden and Kishida will expand their meeting into a trilateral summit Thursday, adding Philippine President Ferdinand Marcos Jr., another U.S. ally. That meeting will focus on freedom of navigation as tensions in the South China Sea ramp up between Beijing and Manila. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Mao Ning said the U.S. move stoked confrontation. She said no external intervention will affect China's will and determination to safeguard its territorial sovereignty and maritime rights and interests. Patsy Wittig-Goswara, VOA News.
The European Central Bank announced Thursday it would hold interest rates steady, but said slowing inflation could open the door to easing monetary policy, raising hopes of a first rate cut by June. It was the fifth consecutive meeting the central bank had frozen borrowing costs, with the key deposit rate sitting at a record high of 4%. The ECB had hiked rates at a record pace to tame red-hot price increases over the past few years, but calls have been growing for cuts to begin as inflation falls and higher borrowing costs have taken their toll on the 20-nation single currency area. Speaking to reporters following the bank meeting, ECB President Christine Lagarde said signs continue to look favorable for rate cuts in the near future.
Most measures of underlying inflation are easing. Wage growth is gradually moderating, and firms are absorbing part of the rise in labor costs in their profits.
Meanwhile, the U.S. Labor Department reported Thursday 11,000 fewer U.S. residents applied for unemployment last week. AP correspondent Rita Foley reports.
Overall, 1.8 million people were on unemployment during the week that ended March 30th. For the whole month of March, employers added a surprising 303,000 jobs. The unemployment rate dipped to 3.8%. Many economists thought we might fall into a recession this year, but there are plenty of jobs and the economy has held up better than expected, thanks to strong consumer spending. Though layoffs remain at low levels, companies have been announcing more job cuts recently, mostly across technology and media. I'm Rita Foley.
For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit our website, voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.
Music now. VOA 1.